You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis received some 1,000 pilgrims in the Vatican on Thursday, most of them German Lutherans, here in Rome as part of ecumenical preparations for the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Lutheran Reformation and to mark 50 years of official Lutheran-Catholic dialogue.
Mitgereist sind aber auch andere aus ganz Deutschland.
Mit Luther, der voller Angst und Verzweiflung war.
Und erreichen damit Menschen, die seit Generationen keinen Kontakt zu unserem Glauben hatten.
The common witness of suffering and service in the face of efforts to marginalize Christians and even extirpate Christian faith from the fabric of society were common themes of remarks from Lutheran Bishop Ilse Junkermann of Magdeburg, Parish President Joachim Leibig of the Lutheran Church in the Anhalt region of Germany, and Catholic Bishop Gerhard Feige, also of Magdeburg.
Lungo il cammino. Proviamo sentimenti contrastanti.
In his own remarks prepared for the occasion, Pope Francis said, "The Apostle Paul tells us that by virtue of our baptism, we all form the one body of Christ. The different members, in fact, are one body."
Quello che ci unisce è molto di più di quello che ci divide.
The Pope went on to say, "This is why we belong to each other, and when one suffers, all suffer. When one rejoices, all rejoice. Let us continue with confidence on our ecumenical journey," he said, "because we know that beyond the many open questions that still separate us, we are already united. What unites us is much more than what divides us." I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.